Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Happy Saturday morning. My favorite hour of the week. Make sure you take the second half of the show on my website. Every Saturday on K-Bright, I broadcast for 30 minutes, and then I throw a more complicated version of the topic on my website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc, straight talk with two T's. Today's show, radiation. Gotta hit it. Why? Well, I have this passion for genetics. It is not a newfound passion. But I've accelerated the inquiry, and the reason I've accelerated the inquiry into genetics is because it's coming. In other words, the average guy, he doesn't think about his genes, genetics, DNA, none of it. It's coming. It's coming like the computer came 30 years, 40 years ago. When I was in college, these kids, these nerds, were all doing Fortran and Boolean logic. Remember those words? They were studying computers on these big boxes. It was the new thing. I didn't get into it. I didn't have to get into it. Neither did many of you. If you're 70, 75, 80, boy, you didn't need to know. And look what happened. You can't even function today. If you're 70 years old, if you're 80 years old, you can't even function today unless you got the computer thing down. You have to be literate on the computer or you're in a lot of trouble. This is the way it's going to go with the DNA stuff, because you're going to be hearing as it relates to health, but more than that, we'll just stick to the health piece. As it relates to health, you're going to hear more and more and more. It's about your DNA. And I'm telling you, it's going to get twisted into what it always gets twisted into. A rationale for you to have less independence and less autonomy, less control over your life. And the way that's articulated as it relates to health, science, medicine is, hey, your problems are about your genes. And that's the way it goes, and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you have no idea the expanse and depth of this statement. Now, the point of today's show is they're off track. They're way off track. And radiation's a classic example of why they're off track. So let me make the correlation here. As always, put on your thinking cap. You got to reach a little deeper. This is not a superficial topical show. It's not about put this herb in or whatever. It's about understand a concept, apply it to your life. Think. Be a thinker. Create depth in your perspective. Depth perception. Not this topical stuff. So let's get deep. The genetic model, which is laying itself down now, is already dead as far as I'm concerned. You haven't even heard it yet. I'm telling you, it's already dead. That means genetics is pinned on the backside of biochemistry. The biochemical model is how we understand our genetics. DNA tells the cell what to do. DNA is a code that gives orders to the rest of the cell. And the rest of the cell, your brain cell, your heart cell, your liver cell, your kidney cell, the cells in your bone marrow, the stem cells, are all taking orders off the coding of the DNA, the template code. And after that, the whole world of genetics opens up. And so you go in there, as I do, to the extent that I do it. and you figure out how to read this code. Maybe you even figure out how to manipulate this code. Maybe you take the DNA from bacteria and you insert it into a cell. Maybe you take a human cell and insert a gene into a bacteria and then get those bacteria, those E. coli, to multiply, and it produces what that gene that you implanted in it expresses. This gives dwarfism a chance to cure. This is how we're going to cure disease. This is how we're curing it now. It's fascinating. It's great stuff. But it's all on the backside of the biochemical paradigm. But the biochemical paradigm is on the backside of the biophysical paradigm. The truth is in the ethers. The truth is in the frequencies. The truth is the wavelengths. The truth is in the electromagnetics. So while we're applauding ourselves, and to an extent that's appropriate, while we're applauding ourselves for our understanding of discrete, finite biochemical mechanisms, much of which we have no concept of, we don't even understand, we've coded basically the genetics of the human cell, but we don't know what the genes code for. About half of what's there, we don't even understand. So for as much as we've got some degree of mastery of this finite piece, it's all riding on the back of waves and frequencies and amplitudes and vibrations. And should we say God? Now, this is Christian radio. Could I take that risk here? To say all this DNA stuff, all the genetics is on the back of what God put there in the first place? But, you know, we separate church from state. We separate science from God. And so it's under our command to assume the responsibility for total understanding, if not now, over the decades, total and complete understanding of the genetic codes, their implications, and its boundaries. Sure we are. That may be our transgression. That's our arrogance. And the quickest way to point out our arrogance is this. Radiation is something you can't understand biochemically. Our cells are not structured or designed in a way that understands how to defend itself to radiation. And we're in the radiation age. Electronics defines us. Arguably the single greatest. I mean, we could put on the back of the nuclear age, we could put it on the back of the genetic age. Honestly, the truth in the day-to-day, put it on the back of the technology age. This is the age of the computer. And off the electromagnetic grid is damaging, harmful radiation. Our cell membrane cannot protect itself. Those rays, those waves, those electromagnetic emissions can be measured in terms of frequency and in terms of amplitude, in terms of wavelength. And those frequencies and amplitudes and wavelengths are not compatible with the human cell. Whether you measure the electrical or magnetic component of that cell phone onto your head. Oh, I don't put cell phones to my head. I got cell phone protectors. No, you don't. You're being duped. You don't use a computer? You think you're ahead of the game? You're living in an electromagnetic dome. The cities are electromagnetic domes. Unless you're living out in the woods, sleeping in a cave, you're in an electromagnetic dome. Our cell does not know how to block the radiation. It goes right through the membrane of the cell, right through the cytoplasm, and right into the DNA. So we can talk about our understanding of the DNA. We can get into understanding how diseases form. We can say cancer is about the disorganization between the regulatory genes. So genes that control many other genes. Genes that we can name sometimes. The mTOR mechanism to be one. These things that we can put our finger on in terms of understanding disease that relate to our understanding, our newfound understanding of genetics, we can very simply applaud ourselves for an understanding of it, but the bottom line is all of that dysregulation, all of that disorganization. You're not going to beat your cancer because it's about the dysregulation of multiple regulatory genes, and now they've run amok and you're dead. And there isn't anything you do except immunotherapy and prayer. And what we're not according here is that those regulatory genes are being switched in the wrong direction because of electromagnetics. The electromagnetic grid is eating us. Our children are ADD. They're bipolar. When you take our most gifted, our most sensitive, and you subject them to damaging frequencies, frequencies that will not damage most people, frequencies that the denser population, and we have, if you haven't noticed, segments of our population that are more dense than others. We're not the same. This is another joke that we're all the same. We're not the same. No matter who we are, we should be accorded the right to pursuit of happiness and all those wonderful things. Our Constitution and our God accords us, but we're still not the same. And people, a segment of the population is extremely sensitive to these harmful frequencies. To the point where we're watching massive increases in ADD, not because we're diagnosing it. Who are we kidding? ADD, bipolar disorder, all sorts of aberrant psychological expression that we're seeing in our children because we're aware of it now, because we're so sophisticated. This is a lot of, that's garbage. It's very simply a matter that there's more of it. Why? Well, your kid's got his face in a computer all day long. How many of your children are out there running around 4, 5, 6 hours a day? Kids need a lot. Do kids not have an abundance of energy that we can't even comprehend? Can you keep up with your kid? Grandpa, you last about 2 minutes with your grandson. And that's it. It's over. 1 hour with a kid, you're dizzy. Kids need to burn off and balance through 4 or 5 hours a day of motion. That's the way we were raised, remember? Remember, guys? High school football? You went to school, you hit the playground, and you played 2, 3, 4 hours out there in the open air. Well, your kid today has his head trapped between the covers of a computer tablet. And we're supposed to understand that genetically? Biochemically? We're supposed to address that. Check that out. Your kid's ADD, so we give it Ritalin. And pharmacology spending billions to come up with new solutions. We're applying a biochemical model to our biochemical understanding when it's so clear that the source conflict is in a whole different category. It's radiation. And this is the thing. The genes are controlled by frequencies, wavelengths, amplitudes. And your best bet is to begin to understand that you have to take real responsibility for yourself, for your family, by neutralizing those frequencies, not with the nonsense of holistic marketing, you know, these Q-links and these things you put on your fingers and your neck, and then you sit there and smile and pretend you're protected. You're not. You're not. You're not protected. You want to be protected, get away from it. At night, you turn your routers off. The router that delivers the Wi-Fi to the house. Find the box, and at night, pull it out of the wall. Get on YouTube and listen to the physicists talk about this. Just put it in there. Take the router out of the wall. Just put that on a YouTube search. And a bunch of these guys will pop up. And they'll be sitting there giving you the inside track. It's the beauty of YouTube. Now let's talk about the office. The fluorescent lights. That's radiation. Not organizing the office that you're in a way that allows the natural sunlight. Getting rid of the fluorescent lights, and you can't. And there's this mentality that you can't. Get rid of that mentality. When you put it on the A-list, you do. When your dog is sick, you do. You fix the problem. When your kid is sick, you fix the problem. The problem's not you can't. I don't care if you're making $300 a week in a factory. Once you put it on the A-list, you can. And one thing you have to do is get away from it or develop a practice that neutralizes it. This is why every Saturday I come to you with the ocean. The single most inexpensive and effective way to neutralize radiation is to put your feet in the earth. Whether it's the sand at the beach, whether it's the earth in the backyard. What it would take you to take a little piece of your property, just a little space in the backyard, and a bunch of rocks, quarries, granite, quartz, and build yourself a little cave, a little 8x10 square room with windows cut into the rocks. Expensive. A lot less money than it costs you to spend a week in Europe on. But do you do it? No, because you don't know. And I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and I'm here to tell you. Stop lying to yourself about Q-links and all these little beads you put in the corners of your home. And then you sit there like you're doing something. You're doing something. You are. And that something is next to nothing. And that is the truth. And I'm here to tell you the truth. So understand this, my friend. I'm telling you something that's, in a sense, 20 years ahead of itself. Because for the next 20 years, all you're going to hear is that our superior understanding of the genetic model, which is actually, if you study it as I do, quite fascinating. It's a testimony to our brilliance as a species. And yet, it's already dead. And the reason it's dead is all these genes are controlled by magnetic fields. Those magnetic fields are where we have to put our focus. But you see, gang, what we're going to be led back to is nothing other than God. And that's a real problem for scientists. Scientists don't want to ask for money from the National Institute of Health to be told to conclude exactly what their common sense could have told anybody to begin with. Respect nature. And that's the fundamental problem. In other words, you, my audience, are being counseled by people who have no respect for nature and the sanctity of it and the genius of it. When half of what they learn is taken from nature. Cloning, genetic engineering, it's all off the backside of bacteria. The very bacteria we consider so simple, microbial geneticists don't consider so simple. They marvel at the ingenuity of E. coli. They marvel at yeast. They marvel at the microbe. And yet, come down the line, it's all about us, Homo sapien, and science, and what we figured out. And when really, if we asked the right questions, we'd be right back to God, to nature. And yet, go get your PhD talking God and see what you get. I don't care what institution you're at. We made a mistake. We can thank the Vatican. Yeah, the Vatican deserves some responsibility. Vatican's getting hit awfully hard these days, don't you think? Well, we can add it to another list on the back of the Vatican. And that is the persecution of its scientists. Galileo, of course, being one. And make no mistake about it, he was persecuted. So Descartes, along the way, listen to Candace Pert's interview with Bill Moyers. Just go on there, Pert Moyers. Look at the YouTube clip. Descartes said, I don't want what happened to Galileo to happen to me. So the church can handle God, we'll handle science. Never the two shall meet. You know, that worked. There was a genius to that. There actually was, but it's run out of steam. That engine's running on fumes now. And the classic example of this, the extrapolation of it that I bring to you, illuminated hopefully today, is very simple. While we're clapping our hands because we figured out how to clone and genetic engineer and feed our genes into microbes to produce insulin or human growth hormone, while that is in fact something we should be applauded for as a species, we should be, as scientists, giving thanks to God. Otherwise, we're not going to end up in the right neck of the woods, and that neck is back to nature, my friends. So let me tell you this, and I'll conclude. Let me tell you this. If you're sick from the radiation, if you're sick from the cell phone, from the computer, from just living in a part of the city that's so industrialized and so electronically developed that you're living in an electromagnetic dome of disease, you have to put radical practice on the A list. And that can mean a lot of things. It can mean living at the beach. It can mean going in the ocean each day. It can mean taking a piece of the backyard and quarrying rock in quartz, granite, and building yourself a little cave with windows and a sunroof and sleeping in it at night. It could mean, if you have the option, reducing your exposure. It could mean pulling the router out of the wall at night. It could mean don't putting your hands on a computer, put it on a keyboard instead. You start where you start, but you don't end. You do not end until you normalize, and when you do, you'll know it. It could mean that job you were going to take. You know that job? That job that you were going to take that meant you had to fly transatlantic once or twice a month for an extra $30,000 a year? It could mean you don't take that job because you can't afford to fly. It could mean that that piece of property in Tennessee or Missouri or Arkansas, that 50 acres that you can buy for nothing. It could mean that those two trips to Europe might get spent buying 10 acres somewhere in the middle of the Ozarks. It could mean that we have to start thinking outside the box. It could be that America is in its second wave of immigration. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, our forefathers sat there under the yoke of the king and stood up and said, that's it, it's enough, it's time to migrate. It could mean that because we've destroyed our ecosystem in the cities, it's time to think about migration. Migrate, my friends. There are other states that welcome you. Migrate. I love the state of California. Screw it. It's a debauched place, and it's dying. Our politicians stink, and it's only getting worse. And it's so beautiful. We either do something about it, or I give you another option. Migrate. Idaho, Washington, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky. There's land to be bought. This country's still fertile. A plot of land bought for next to nothing. And a home that you can sink your feet into the earth with. Put that on the retirement list. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.
Okay, part two. Part one was just a warm-up, a real warm-up. You're on the website now. You must be. Radiation disease. Why genetic approaches are so limited. I really want to drill this into your brain. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to tell you. You're screwed. I don't mean this sensationally. I just mean it. You don't see all the angles on this. You can't. But mark my words. Eventually, you're going to get profiled. Laws are not going to stop this. Laws never stop science. And on the basis of your genetics, it's going to be decided who you are. It is a rationale to deny you your future. It's presently being used that way. It was always used that way. Your plight in life, your state of being, is about your DNA. And the more we learn to decode you, the more we're going to entrap you. It's not true. It's not true. Derangement of DNA. Derangement. How the DNA gets screwy. How the sequence gets screwy. How it breaks down and begins to interrupt basic cell function. If you look at the website, the thing you got to be really concerned with, thus the show, is magnetics. DNA, it is under the supervision of the magnetic field it lives in. It's owned by it. Your mutations are owned by that magnetic field. Now, this isn't the way it gets explained to you. The way it gets explained to you is you have cancer, your cancer's mutated, and now it's getting more aggressive. Or whatever you've got. And on the basis of the immunotherapies, drug suppressants, immune system stimulants, and all these different options we're evolving in pharmaceutical dimension, you're going to be given your choices. They're expensive. Right now, they only go for cash. You pay cash for these. You have late-stage cancer. You're sent out of the country to do vaccine therapies in foreign places for top dollar. It's going to stay that way for a while, and then it'll whittle its way into insurance. Chemo's going to die, or at least as we know it, it's dying. We're barking up the wrong tree. We're so impressed with ourselves and our minor understandings of the way the genes work. So get this one straight. What we call the genes are under the control of magnetic fields. And to appreciate that, I want you to take a look at picture one and two. There are the cell membranes. Try picture two. Picture two's looks like a mattress, doesn't it? Looks like an ice cream sandwich from some alien galaxy. That cell membrane is made of fat. And that fat evolved along with everything in that layer of fat that we call the cell membrane. It evolved in the interest of keeping the bad guys out. Whether it's the microbes or the chemicals, the fat layers in the membrane of the cell keep it out so it doesn't get, the perpetrator doesn't get into the house. Go to picture three. Nucleus in the center. And all those other organelles like the mitochondria inside the cell. We don't need to get into what these do. Just understand when you're in the nucleus, you're in the DNA. And if the nucleus isn't running the show, the mitochondria are running the show. You see what it says there? Cell's power plant, lower left-hand side. The cell's power plant. This is a great little picture here, picture number three. Gives you the basic function of each of these things. Once you're affecting the nuclear level, your entire being, your organism, is in a lot of trouble. You're in deep doo-doo. And what happens with magnetics is our cell hasn't evolved to protect itself against the magnetic fields, the faulty magnetic fields from the cell phones, from the electronics we bathe in each day, from effectively this magnetic dome we've encased ourselves in the cities. It's not just you at the computer or you at the cell phone. The sum total of the electromagnetics is a cloud under which and within which you live, whether you have a computer or not. If you take these machines, I'll talk about some of them later, and you just drive on the freeways, the exposure is off the chart. You're going to have to deal with that. You can deal with that. You've got to respect it first. Why? Why do I always harp on that? Why, if you're the type that says, look, I'm just going to skip all the explanation. Just tell me what to do. I'm going to skip the explanation. The reason you're talking to the wrong guy, if you're talking to me, is because I know the game here. People that say that are always jokers. Those are the people that just want the Cliff Note version. They want to do next to nothing. They're making a mistake. Health makes wealth. They're going to lose. The people that are going to have to put health on the A list don't do it unless they know why. That's where the smart money is, in knowing why. Otherwise, you just don't do it. You talk like you will. Yeah, let's skip it all. Just get to the point. Tell me what to do. These executive types that don't have the time, they never succeed. I never see them succeed. Because what they're really saying is, don't ask me to do anything that demands some compliance cooperation. Don't ask me to put health on the A list. I'll take a stem cell injection, but I won't build something in the yard that's worthy of a place to lay my body at night to sleep. You see? So you've got to understand now. The membrane of the cell is made primarily of fat. It will not protect the cell, the DNA in the center, from the radiation. And you can't avoid it. You're living in the dome of it. Let's take a look at the electromagnetic spectrum. I just want to get this into you guys. There you got frequency. You see there on the left, this is picture number 6, right? Look at picture number 6. On the extreme left, radio waves. You see how the wave is long? That's a low wavelength. And you see how it gets on the right side, where you're looking at X-rays, gamma rays? Those are high frequency waves. Those are the ones that eat you. They go through you. You know, the gamma ray gun, I point it at your head and I liquefy you. You atomize immediately. Those high frequencies are the killers. Back there on the other extreme are the low frequency, high wavelength. So they work in reciprocity. Where low frequency, high wavelength, or long wavelength, like radio, right? You turn the radio on, you're not going to hurt yourself. You turn the gamma gun on, or you point that X-ray beam into your eyeball and kiss it goodbye, right? So low frequency, long wavelength, high frequency, short wavelength. Now you see where it says ultraviolet? You see where it says visible light? When you get into that microwave zone, that's when you're dealing with cell phones. That's when you're dealing with electronics. And there are variations in their types of threats, but they're in that zone where you see microwave. If you look at the picture number 7, now you see it a little more clearly. Picture 7, 10 squared, there's the computer, 60 to 100 hertz. The cell phones at 109 to 200 to 2.2 gigahertz. It's a lot more. Cell phones hurt you a little more. Microwave, you don't want to put your head near that all day. A lot of people do and don't know it. And that's the area of concern there. That computer right on over to the microwave. That, relative to the X-ray, is harmless, right? Your cell phone and an X-ray, your cell phone and a gamma ray gun, there's no comparison. But the long-term chronic assault that results from living in this magnetic dome, look at picture 8. There's Robert Becker's book, Cross Currents, The Perils of Electropollution. Robert Becker, twice nominated for the Nobel Prize. He's a major mind on this. He's a major intellect. There are others. That's what you got to get hip to. It's not a little thing. Now, crossing into a deeper understanding of this is the fact that ultimately you have to train yourself to feel the point at which the exposures begin to make you dysfunctional. I'm going to get back to this later, but right now, understand that you can be aware of it. We can intellectualize about it. You have to understand it. But in the end, you've got to train your body to where you feel it. Not everybody feels it. That doesn't mean you're not affected by it. It means you just don't feel it. No one's backed you up on it. No one's given you the trial and error of what would ultimately become this increased sensitivity training. I put my hand on a computer, I feel it. I wear nothing electronic on my body. Nothing. If I'm in a hotel, I can't stand it. I could give you 1,000 examples of how I'm away from all this stuff. Part of my ocean practice derives itself from getting that static garbage out of my body. And for as much as I can intellectualize as I am now, really in the end, the worth of this, the effective dimension of this, predicates itself on the fact that I can feel the experience of it. I can feel my body being burdened by it, and I know what to do about it, and I can feel it come out of me. So keep that in mind as we journey here today. The DNA, picture 9, take a look. Picture number 9. That's called a nucleotide. It's a string of nucleotides attached to each other that make up the chromosome, the DNA molecule. It's thousands, millions, hundreds of millions of nucleotides all strung together in a two-stranded, twisted, helical picture. Look at, did I put it in there? Yes, I did. Go down to 38, picture 38. There it is. There's the DNA, the double helix. And the thicker ribbon, which are crossing each other in a double helical structure. Those thicker ribbons are comprised of the phosphate groups and the sugars, the ribose sugars and the phosphate groups. And those bars in between those ribbons are the bases, adenine, guanine, cytosine, thymine. That's the poetic illustration of what you're looking at as you chomp up back to picture 10 now. That image I just showed you, now I'm showing you picture 10, which is the more scientific version of that. Remember I said the rungs of the ladder, the arms of the ladder? Those are, you see, A, C, G, T, and then on the left side, T, G, C, A. Purines, pyrimidines. A for adenine, T for thymine, G for guanine. They're connected to each other by hydrogen bonds, thus their susceptibility to denaturation. But on the outside in the blue and the yellow, you see the word backbone there. The backbone of the DNA is basically the links between the phosphate groups, the 5' end of the phosphate group of the ribose sugar, and the 3' end of the 3' end of the ribose sugar. All in all, it makes a backbone, a chain on either side. That's that blue-red. You can take your time later to look at that. It's a fascinating molecule. There's so much to it. You can look at it forever. DNA is a trip. It's a fascinating molecule. But it is under the supervision of the magnetic fields it lives in. That's what we're forgetting. Now, what we've got down biochemically is picture 13, picture 14, picture 15, and picture 16. The DNA gets damaged. What I just showed you, picture 10. Some part of picture 10, so go to picture 10, go back to picture 10 again. Some part of picture 10 gets pulled apart. And what pulls it apart? What busts it down? Lots of things, but one of the major things is radiation. That cell phone. That computer. That hair dryer you put on your head. That jet you take. That house you live in. That dome of faulty electromagnetics that we call city life. It's all breaking down our DNA. And you can't get away from it. Why? It's not about shutting the computer, turning off the router. These are all things you should do. But the concept that I want to imprint upon you, the concept I want to impress you with, is that we're in a dome of it. This is a joke. Manhattan? Are you kidding me? I don't care how much money you have, you're screwed. Our species is getting to a dangerous place on many levels. You wonder where the political divisiveness is coming from? You wonder why the liberals, socialist, communists, and the conservatives can't meet eye to eye in Congress anymore? You wonder why there are no Tip O'Neills and Ronald Reagans left? You want to know why we've been reduced to Hillary's and Trump's? Because we're sick. We're sick. It comes down to this. And it's not that we're chemically altered, we're magnetically altered. This is what you got to get. Well, whether it's now or 100 years ago, the DNA breaks down. More now, my point. So look at picture 13, 14, 15. Take a look at picture 15. There's a little chart. I don't want to get too heavy with the science, but types of DNA damage. You should just know there's types. All that amounts to is different parts of that molecule break down. Single base alterations. Single polymorph. Well, not they aren't really just polymorphisms. It means there's the sequence. A C followed by a T followed by an A followed by a G. Instead of it being correct, it becomes incorrect. One of those bases, thymine, guanine, cytosine, adenine, gets replaced with the wrong base, the wrong purine or pyrimidine. It's called depurination. Then there's deamination of cytosine to uracil, deamination of adenine to hypoxanthine. There's an alkylation of a base. There's an insertion or deletion of a nucleotide. I think that's probably the single nucleotide polymorphism. Now you get two base alterations. UV light-induced thymine-thymine bonds being made between two thymine nucleotides, between two thymine bases. Chain breaks. Cross-linkages, and on and on and on. And the body comes equipped with mechanisms to repair that. In health, DNA still breaks down, and the body repairs it. In health, DNA still breaks down, and the body repairs it. There's all sorts of DNA repair mechanisms. You can spend the rest of your life studying that. What's the point? The point is, because the cell, because the nucleus cannot protect itself from this electromagnetic grid, the rate, R-A-T-E, the rate at which the DNA breaks down cannot be sufficiently counterbalanced, no matter how healthy you are and no matter how good your repair mechanisms are. That's the problem. Bad, man, bad. What's worse than that is you're doing your corporate thing, you're making a good buck, and you're on a jet twice a month to Europe or Indonesia. Do you know the rate at which you're breaking this stuff down? Do you know the rate at which your DNA is falling apart under that kind of stress? You work at a nuclear reactor site. You work in a hotel where if we go in there and measure the electromagnetics, the amount of radiation is off the chart. You have a cell phone to your head 8 hours a day. You see those people all the time, right? Look at us with our cell phones. Especially those Motorolas. I'll talk later about machines you can buy. I've got one. It's about $380. You can measure the radiation on the cell phone. I'll tell you where to get them in a moment. This is a cool show, don't you think? I'm liking this. I was actually going to skip it. But you guys, you deserve this. You're going to perish in ways you didn't intend to. We have new things going on. We need to think outside the box. We do. You do. It's not about pesticides anymore. I would welcome the pesticides next to this. All right, so you've got the rate of decay, the rate of these genetic alterations, the changes, breakdowns in the DNA strands, the structures. Now, you can measure this stuff. There you are on picture 17. See that thing? Just look it up on your own. You can see where to buy them. Acoustometer. See on the bottom here, the model AM10? You can measure the radiation off your cell phones and everything else. $380. Buy one of those. Live and die by it. Don't get caught. in this stuff. You don't have to live in a house with it. You don't have to have a cell phone to your head all day. There's solutions that abound. I'm not going to get too much into that. But I will tell you, it's not about buying these stupid, lying, stinking, these boobs, these liars that tell you you're going to put some little Q-link on your body because some scientist figured out a way to neutralize the radiation. Some pendant, some gemstone. Shove that stuff up you know where. Please do, and rapidly. Don't get suckered into that crap. It may be well-intentioned. People may actually care. Don't do that. There are much better solutions. At night, turn your router off. Don't put your hand on the computer. Put it on a keyboard. Don't be on the cell phone. Use the speakerphone. Make sure in the car you've got a Bluetooth. Yeah, there's radiation with that, but it's much better than putting your hand on the cell phone. And now, of course, you can't kill yourself in the car with the cell phone to your head because you'll be ticketed. I'm glad they made that one. And there are those air tubes that you can put to your head. They don't work well. I don't use them myself. I can't stand them. But if you're not averse to it, they'll kill the radiation. They'll solve the radiation issue. So do what you got to do to minimize exposure. But I'm coming from another angle on this. I'm coming from the things you have to do to suck it out of your body. That's the smart money. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry God made the world this way, but if you don't have any money, you're going to get hurt. And that's not an absolute rule, right? You have options still. But whether you have money or not, the options are radical in the end. This is where we're going as a society. Pick up and move. You can't move. Yeah, you can move. You have cancer. You can't move. Yes, you can move. You have a backyard? Put up a teepee. Go to picture 23. There. What does that take? There's a guy there. Look at him. Picture 25, Patrick Clark. He owns a company called Lucky Sheep. Picture 24, that's Patrick 25. That's a sleeping bag he makes. That's wool. That's thick wool. And that's a mat that he can sell to you also. Lay that down in your backyard. And picture 23, there's his teepee. Sleep in that. Sleep in a yurt. You can do that. Lots of you own homes. Lots of you have backyards. Lots of you have enough area to do that. Lots of you are going to retire. Lots of you have the $5,000 or $10,000. You could build a sacred site in your yard. You laugh. It's impractical. What will the neighbors think? It's stupid. No, you're stupid if you don't do it. Every weekend you can go sleep in the woods. You're stupid if you don't do it. Yeah, you've got this great job that means you have to fly all the time. You're stupid if you don't spend some of that money getting that radiation out of you. You've got a choice as far as where you live. Live near the ocean. Live in a part of California where it's cleaner. Yeah, you're tied into your house in Long Beach. You're tied into your job and your immersing yourself in radiation. You still have a backyard. No, no, no. Just put the Q-Link on. Buy somebody's load of shit. Buy somebody's stupid, stinking lie. I don't care what their credentials are. I don't care what their science tells them. They're liars. These shortcut solutions that betray the ultimate truth, which is we got to start thinking outside the box. We are immigrants once again. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. You who remember your grandparents' stories, your great-grandparents' stories, your great-great-great-grandparents' stories about the migrations. We're here again. You live in L.A., start thinking about migration. Either you start thinking about migration or you get these politicians by their throat and choke them. These jerks that we created by abdicating from our responsibilities. But honestly, there's just too many people that are not going to do this. So I'm talking to you, assuming you and the rest of the neighborhood aren't going to elect politicians that are worthy. Why should I give you that rant? It's useless. But what's not useless is to put inside your brain the understanding that you have solutions. It's just you got to put health on the A-list. I do this stuff. It's why I live in Laguna. It's why I'm at the beach all the time. It's why I sleep in the woods as much as I can. You just have to be radical. And the payoffs are real. They are tangible. I'm buying my properties outside the state in the woods. There's Patrick Clark. He's in North Carolina. Go talk to him. He lives that way. He has his company that way. Support that company. Buy from that guy. There, picture 26. He's got this great article on the history of sleeping bags. Indians knew all sorts of stuff. Go down to picture 33, the Ubuntu. Look at those beautiful people. Look at them putting their feet together in a circle. Gee, I wonder why they're doing that. Can you imagine what it would feel like to be in the middle of that circle? Tribal people understand. Tribal people are alive. Tribal people orientate their entire society around life. What have we done? We have abdicated from the throne of life and relegated our responsibilities to idiots in white suits who call themselves scientists. I love science. And there's a certain type of scientist I love. Most of them are tools of the devil. They're innocent, but nonetheless, they're tools of the devil. They're pawns. And the free marketplace treats them as pawns. We pay our scientists nothing. Nothing. My gardener makes more money than my teachers. It's the truth. The guy that washes my car, he's an illegal alien. I know that guy. He's here illegally. 6 years ago, he'd come up to the office and say, "Car wash, man. Car wash." He's got four businesses now. I don't see him anymore. I ask his workers, "Hey, where's that guy?" "Oh, he's busy. He has four." I love it. I'll give those types amnesty. That's what this country is about. Whether you came here legally, which you should, or illegally, which you shouldn't, but you did, because you couldn't have this life, and you come here and bust your ass and make something of yourself, God bless you. God bless you. That's what makes this country great. But scientists in the universities, they don't get paid. So they lie. You pay them, they'll lie. I'm telling you the truth. You can slant the science any way you want. You can design that study any way you want. And with the money, you look at Monsanto. You look at this issue about, you know, they just had it in the Wall Street Journal the other day. Does Roundup, the weed killer. Do you realize we genetically engineer our crops. We genetically engineer our crops. We mess with nature. Like it's not going to change the vibration of the molecule of the DNA. We genetically engineer it to withstand the pesticides. Roundup's a weed killer. A weed killer. You can kill the weeds, but it'll kill the plants. So if you genetically engineered the crops to stand up to the Roundup, you get the cigar. That's sick. But it doesn't increase your risk for cancer. There are other weed killers that are worse. God forbid, had we not done that, people would starve. That's the crap we're being sold. It was in the Wall Street Journal today. Or yesterday. Who's doing those studies? Who's doing those studies? So that Monsanto and whoever else is behind it can get behind the glyphates, whatever the heck it is. Scientists, they're lying. And they don't care. Because they're not paid. You see, I love science and certain types of scientists, but most of them are clerks. They're errand boys for the devil. That's why you have to get smart here. Don't ever give up your common sense meter in the name of science. If it doesn't make sense, something's wrong. You're smart enough to understand it. Usually the people doing the talking don't care to explain. So there, go look again at the Ubuntu tribe. Those people understand. They are pure of soul. They understand. They are living in harmony with nature. That's the only way you could decide to sit, just inadvertently, innocently, decide to sit together like that. Put your feet together and make a circle. Amazing picture I put on there. Look at picture 27. Live in that, my friends. Live in that. Look at picture 28. Live in that. That's not synthetic rock. That's a real dwelling. Look at picture 29. Live in that. That's real rock. Look at picture 30. Live in that. Look at picture 31. Swim in that. Look at picture 32. Kayak in that. You've got the money. You got the dough. You have a weekend to yourself. Put yourself in that to suck the radiation out of your body. Get your ass on it, my friend. Because someday you'll wake up with a lump in your breast. And I don't care whether studies suggest that weed killer and radiation from jets cause cancer. I don't care. I'm going to show you an article that's going to tell you it will. But I don't want to get into the argument. I want you to use your common sense. You just took the big buck job. That means you got to get on the jet twice a month. Transatlantic. You live in LA. You got to do business in China. Twice a month, you're on the jet. Make sure you listen to me. Make sure you activate. Make sure you get radical. You don't like going in the water? It's too cold? Get your ass in gear, lady. Gentlemen. Learn to enjoy nature. Inebriate yourself in it. You're going to need to. You're going to thank me when you hit 60. And your glandular system is defunct. And your bone marrow sucked dry. And your chromosomes have shortened to the point where you're vulnerable. The cancer rates are skyrocketing. Start thinking now. Picture 34. It's Premier Research Labs, the clay. That's a good, clean clay. I don't know what happened to their Medi Magma. That was a better clay. Put that all over your body and dive in the ocean. Go into the lake. Go into the waterfall. Go into the saltwater pool. Put it on your body. Let it dry in the sun. Put it on your hands. Put it on your feet. Put it on your head. Put it on your neck. Put it on your genitals. Let it dry in the morning sun. If you can be naked, be naked. Let it suck the radiation out of you. And then dive in the ocean. Dive in the waterfall. Dive in the stream. Dive in the lake. Dive in the ice pool. Picture 37. See light? All these circuits are worked out. The light in your eye at sunrise in the ocean with the clay sucking the radiation out of your body. Picture 39. The cosmic serpent, DNA and the origins of knowledge. DNA and the origins of knowledge. There's a hookup. Do not think that snake didn't represent that DNA molecule. What do you think? You think you need a microscope? You think you need Watson and Crick to know that the DNA was a helix? Are you stupid enough? Are you naive enough? Are you arrogant enough? Are you illiterate enough to suppose that you have to look at it with X-ray crystallography? Did we need Rosalind Franklin to tell us that the DNA was a double helical structure? Would we really need the biophysicists, or could we not know long, 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 long ago? You think we were born absent of the faculties that would have allowed us to see it before we actually saw it? The wrath of God will be upon us. And it is a wrath. He gave us the Garden of Eden. We've denuded it into shit. We fix a snip. We genetically re-engineer a single nucleotide polymorphism, a snip that creates disease. And we engineer our way back to health. That's a feat. It's an interesting feat. But we applaud ourselves at the expense of our respect for the divine. And we're going to pay. I don't care personally. I'm having a good time. I just want to have a good time with people who can hear and grow and create beauty that comes from respecting things the way they're supposed to be. After that, fuck it. I don't care. Let it burn. I'm done. Picture number 19. Telluric currents. So we have these fields that come from union with the sunspots and the metal spinning in the center of the earth. Telluric currents in ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt was a civilization that possessed high technology. Like many cultures around the world, we knew about telluric currents or earth energy. Oh, you should read the accounts, my friends, of the American Indian talking about the idiots from Europe forcing them in to the rectangle of the log cabin and big, thick, heavy shoes, and the Indian saying, "Surely we'll die if we can't put our feet in the earth." These texts displayed on the walls within the temple of EDFU in Egypt describe how the builders were able to create special spaces that differed energetically from their surrounding landscape. There's the stuff, my friends, and it's still there for you to enjoy. Testimony to the telluric fields. Then there's the Schumann resonances. And I've talked about these things many times before. Many times before I bring these things up. What's my point to you? My point to you is it's all just a lot of crap. If you can't feel the shift in you from the cell phone, if you can't feel the shift in you when your hand's on the computer, if you can't feel the shift in you when you've taken a jet, you talk to people, don't you feel the depletion from the jet rides? And they look at you and they say no. I felt them when I was 4, when I was 6, when I was 8, when I was 20, when I was 30, when I was 50, and onward. I felt it from the day I was exposed to it. And you don't feel it? Okay, fine, you don't feel it. Don't cross your arms in arrogance and claim because you don't feel it, it's not there. You're just dense. But your density will not absolve you from mutation. Your density will not absolve you from that tumor that will be growing in your brain sooner or later. Your density will not absolve you from the decay that will be yours. Your job is to accelerate your karma. Your job is to become the body of light you were made to be. Your job is to move your density into your lightness. And you have all the tools. I'm giving you some of them. Eventually, your reward is in the DNA, is in the bone marrow. Your reward will be in the bone marrow. As you deepen, accelerate your health practice, I have 400-something shows of health practices for you to partake in. You will get to the marrow, and in the marrow is the stem cell. The only thing our stem cells are swimming in now is not the body of light. It's not the body of Christ. Our stem cells are swimming in the body of shit that we have produced from faulty electromagnetic fields. Thus the name of the show. The name of the show. Why genetic approaches are so limited. Why? Well, go to the article. Faulty electromagnetics and tumor. Go to the top of the page and just take a look at the article, Faulty Electromagnetics and Accelerated Tumor Growth. Click on the article, read it yourself. But what it's telling you is, when you go into sympathetic dominance, the worst variation of this is being fried in microwaves, in radiation, in what I spent now the last half an hour on top of the first half hour talking to you about, and the tumor microenvironment. It tells you exactly what I'm saying. Tumors accelerate their growth in sympathetic dominant environments, which are just the broader perception of what happens when you're taking a bath in radiation. My argument today is supported by science everywhere. You just have to put the pieces together, and that's what I do for you. All right, that's it. That's the show. God bless you. In 2 weeks, what's the date here? In 2 weeks, Sunday, April 7th, I'm getting another large get-together going. We had about 60 people last time. We're going to put a large class together again. And I'm going to talk about herbs. I'm doing a class tomorrow for my advanced class on herbs. But in 2 weeks, you are invited to the April 7th class. If this is the first time you're hearing the show, you are invited to that class. It's on herbs. How to understand herbs, how to work with herbs, how to get the truth on what the herbal world is about, what herbal wisdom truly constitutes instead of the crap, the bullshit all over radio, instead of the marketing hype. I want to bring a group of newcomers to an appreciation of what herbs or what these things we call herbs that grow out of the earth are really about. You're invited. That's April 7th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call the office, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. It's $150 for that one day. It's worth every dime. I'll have people there who have been at their, they've been there six times now. This is our sixth seminar since August, or seventh since August. And we're growing a good, smart group of people, a loving group of people. I do it at one of the local hotels. You call my office for details. You come. You expose yourself to stuff you can't get out of books. You're not going to hear it on the global media. This is what we have to come to terms with, my friends. You're not going to get the truth. The truth is not given to the masses. You're going to have to learn to scan the web. You have to learn to refine your sensors, your antennas, to know truth. That is the person who will prosper in the future. You have to train yourself to be able, oddly enough, ironically, to use the force. Use the force to know truth so that when you hear it, you can capitalize on it. That's why we're all going to the podcasts. You ain't going to hear it on Channel 4. Those stations are owned by the devil. It ain't about Walter Cronkite anymore. Those days are gone. We can lament them. We just have to welcome a new future. Because we're migratory. We're adaptable. And we have to adapt. So I bid you adieu. I will see you next week. God bless you. You have a good week.